Thanks, Damien. Well, the holiday weekend is underway, and it's time for the CHP to remind you once again to be safe on the highways if you're going somewhere. Every available highway patrol officer will be in a car or on command, all hands on deck, starting tonight at 6 o'clock during what they call their maximum enforcement period. The CHP said it will be actively looking for violations or compliance, as they prefer to say. That includes the use of seatbelts, driving the speed limit, lights on through the Eureka Arcata corridor, and especially they'll be looking for people who are driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. They remind us that during this holiday weekend last year, 56 people died on California's highways, and 70% of those were not wearing seatbelts. The California Highway Patrol is investigating two fatal crashes, a car and an ATV accident. Officers from the Garberville office of the CHP are investigating the crash of an Audi sedan in which a 28-year-old Redwood Valley resident died. They still are not clear when that accident happened, but they know that the driver made an unsafe turn off the highway 101 approaching Bell Springs Road. The vehicle rolled down a steep dirt embankment and hit a tree. The driver died on impact, and now they're trying to notify next of kin. Authorities are also investigating a fatality involving an all-terrain vehicle which took the life of a Coos Bay, Oregon man. The 33-year-old man was operating the ATV on Kenny Creek Road when he was ejected. The rider was not wearing a helmet or protective gear. It appears, according to the Highway Patrol, that alcohol was a factor in the cause of that collision. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies thought they had a pipe bomb on their hands in McKinleyville, so they summoned the Fire Protection Bomb Squad to stand by. It all started when authorities stopped three men on a probation check on Central Avenue and found the device. They called the bomb squad and additional deputies to stand by, and they evacuated surrounding residences. But authorities determined that it was actually a pipe used to formulate concentrated cannabis. There were no arrests at the time, but police are continuing to investigate. It could take even longer to get your mail beginning next year. The U.S. Postal Service says it's going ahead with a consolidation to save money and consolidate work. That means that mail will be sorted in Medford, Oregon, and critics estimate that'll add a day to local delivery of first-class mail. Two local congressmen opposed the consolidation using the same logic they used 2 years ago, that it will cost local jobs and hurt the local economy. Writing to the postmaster, Congressman Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson argued that the elderly, veterans, and rural residents will be most affected by the consolidation because the mail will take even longer for them. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Drugs and people under the influence of them. That's all I saw on the shift I spent with Eureka Sergeant Kay Howden. Complex problem, complex solutions, but Chief Andy Mills said it's hard to control crime with a limited staff.
We are down six positions, soon to be seven, and then within several months we could be down an additional three positions due to retirement. So that leaves us 10 short just from vacancies, and then we have another six officers that are injured.
The police force of Eureka has been riddled with injuries and saddled with retirements. They've been recruiting new officers, and Chief Mills said that takes time.
Well, it's tough. Staffing levels, when they're down, we wind up paying more money because we wind up paying overtime to people. The second thing is... When we're operating at minimum staffing levels, all they really have time for is to go call to call, rather than being proactive and getting out in front of problems.
The result, sooner rather than later, more people in police uniform, more people to fight the wave of crime that sometimes seems out of our control. That's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.